Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks. Well, it's been quite a summer here in Massachusetts.
First those tornadoes in June.
And then the earthquake earlier this week.
And now Hurricane Irene is expected to slam into the East Coast. The Category 3 storm is currently battering the Bahamas with winds topping 115 miles per hour. By this weekend, it could be churning up into New England.
Now, coastal communities certainly know the drill when it comes to serious storms, but Irene could hit Boston head on. Joining us now is Don McGow, Director of the Office of Emergency Management for Boston. Mr. McGow, what would you say is your biggest concern regarding Irene right now?
Well, as you can imagine, Adam, we're closely monitoring the storm. The tracks have been shifting a little bit. We're concerned about wind damage. We're concerned about the potential for flooding. And we're concerned about power outages and downed trees and those types of things. So it's still too early for us to fully appreciate and understand what the impact will be here in Boston. But we're closely monitoring it. We're not panicking, but we're taking steps to make sure that we're prepared, and we're asking the public to do the same.
I am looking at one weather forecaster here who writes, Irene could potentially inundate portions of the coast under between 10 and 15 feet of water. What would that look like if that came into Boston Harbor? Should businesses and residents who live on the harbor be concerned?
Well, I think there's a lot of what-if scenarios, and as I said, it's still early to tell what the impact will be. One of the things we always pay attention to is the potential for storm surge. And so what we're asking people to do, especially in some of those low-lying areas and areas that are along the coast that could be impacted by a storm surge, is to pay very close attention, make sure that they're taking the simple steps they can do to be prepared, but not to panic. And so, certainly a storm surge of that nature would be damaging for us. And what we really want to do is just make sure that, we're looking at and thinking about what some of the worst case scenarios could be, make sure that we're prepared. And we'll continue to do that and keep in close communications with our partners from the federal and state level, as well as the public.
Well, obviously, we want to all keep our ear to what the latest news is. That said, in New York, you have Mayor Bloomberg recommending that New Yorkers who live in low-lying areas actually go ahead right now and take that step of finding a place to stay on higher ground. Is that something that you would recommend for people in the low-lying areas of the city?
Well, one of the things around that is we encourage people to always have in place a preparedness plan for their family, for their business. That plan can and should include if they were, with little notice asked to leave their home for whatever reason, including a hurricane, that they have something in place where they know where they would go and how they would communicate with their family. And so that's always a good idea. We encourage people to do that. We have a great deal of information on our website at cityofboston.gov/readyboston, including a preparedness planning tool where families can go in and put in where they would go in the event of an emergency and help have those plans documented and communicated with their family and loved ones.
Well, lastly, just give us a couple of highlights from that plan. What should I be doing right now? Should I be doing the old stocking up on the bottled water and batteries?
We think it's always a good idea to have extra supplies of water and food and a flashlight and a radio with batteries so you can receive information. So if you were homebound for a couple of days without power, you'll be just fine. And so it's some of those things that kind of give people a peace of mind, help them make sure that they're comfortable in the event of a power outage that's extended. Or if in the unlikely situation where you were asked to and have to leave a home, that you knew where you were going to go and you had the types of basic supplies you needed in order to go there.
Don McGow, Director of the Office of Emergency Management for the City of Boston. Thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you, Adam.
Now, about Hurricane Irene's possible effects on local drinking water and wastewater treatment, we turn to Fred Lasky. He's the executive director of the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority. Mr. Lasky, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Megan.
What preparations are being made for water systems in our area?
The key thing is to make sure that our reservoirs are down at a level so that they can absorb the onslaught of rain. So over the last several days, we have been systematically draining the levels of our reservoirs down.
So you're drawing down the reservoirs so that the foot to foot and a half of rain we might get over the weekend won't overflow the reservoirs. But is there any concern that the system between the reservoirs and people's homes might be compromised? Because I guess what people are wondering is, when they turn the tap on, will they have something to drink?
The drinking water should be fine. The water comes out of the Wachusett Reservoir out in Clinton, having come east from the Quabbin, which is north of Springfield, and it goes to our water treatment plant out in Marlboro, the Carroll Treatment Plant. There's possibility, depending on the winds, we may bring the plant off the grid onto our own generators, in a sense isolating us from any damage to the electrical grid. And we have plenty of chemicals on board. We have staff on board, and we should be able to weather the storms.
Well, on the other side of things, you're at Deer Island right now. It's the huge wastewater treatment facility out in Boston Harbor. I mean, Massachusetts recently invested some $225 million in a new sewage holding tank somewhere under South Boston, and that's intended for, I guess, episodes exactly like this, where the system gets flooded with a massive amount of rainwater to keep the untreated water from flowing into the harbor. Seems like this is going to be the first big test for that new system. How confident do you feel about it?
Well, I think that system will work, but you have to remember, if you get over 5 inches of rain, you have water coming everywhere.
Yeah.
And there will be a negative impact on the water quality in Boston Harbor and in all the rivers. The key for us is to make sure that we don't flood out homes and businesses and streets. We don't want human waste in people's cellars and in the streets and in the backyards and in the playgrounds. So the goal is to get as much of the flow to Deer Island and to our storm facilities, and then, if necessary, take extraordinary steps to protect our stations and protect the neighborhoods by having controlled overflows.
I guess you can only prepare as much as you can for whatever Mother Nature has to offer this weekend.
Yeah, and like I say, we are in a full mobilization. People have been working. We'll be working nonstop to get ready. And then we're in for a long haul here. And again, the goal is to protect as much as possible the homes, the streets, the neighborhoods from flooding and from overflows of human waste. And so we'll have our hands full.
Fred Lasky, Executive Director of the MWRA, thank you very much.
Thank you.
WBUR will continue to cover the storm as it moves north in the coming days. If you want to tell us how you are preparing, you can comment on our website, radioboston.org, or send us a tweet at Radio Boston.
You can also get continuous weather updates at WBUR.org as well. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusa. More Radio Boston after a break.